Welcome to Quality Perks, the podcast that not only delves into the intricacies of contact center quality management, but also uncovers the personal stories of industry leaders. Brought to you by BPA Quality, your trusted partner in enhancing customer experiences.
And here we go.
That video made me so want a cup of coffee. I just the sound.
It's very impressive.
I am like preconditioned to go get a cup of coffee. So thanks for that.
You're welcome. That's what we're here for, right?
That's right. Quality perks.
Yes. And we are so excited that Martin Teasdale is here with us from the UK, all the way from the UK.
Hello.
So, and we're talking coffee, not tea. So let's not go there.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. So everybody knows me, Karen Dupree, Quality Solutions Director here at BPA. Neil, you want to do your thing?
Neil Eggers, also with BPA Quality. Good morning, everybody.
And hello, I'm Martin Teasdale, the kind of UK equivalent of Karen and Neil. It's great to be here. And that was my dog Hugo just leaving the office, hopefully.
You may hear Wally barking sometimes.
We have two guests this morning, or possibly yep. Three.
Yep, absolutely. So What is everybody drinking this morning?
I have it's Jamaican Nut. And it's one of my favorites. It's I would love to tell you it's locally sourced from a little village in England, but it's from Amazon, who I'm assuming have got it from Jamaica. But it's nutty, and it's lovely, absolutely lovely.
Amazing.
I'm not. I do Keurig sometimes, but not. Usually, I'm usually a drip coffee, going back to that video that we played there in the morning, which, you know, predisposed to want to get a cup of coffee. But I'm actually drinking Walt Disney 50th anniversary blend this morning out of the Keurig. So happy 50th anniversary to our local Walt Disney World.
Hashtag Disney. This is what we do, right?
That's right.
I am actually drinking Caribou coffee. It's called Mahogany. It has a woodsy and rich coffee. It says life is short, stay awake for it. So that's what I'm doing. It is a dark roast, and I believe it is actually, it says Minneapolis, Minnesota. So that's what
so
I
did
have
we
here.
Switch today, Karen? Usually I'm doing the drip coffee and you're doing the Keurig, but we
no, I actually have a cup that I use in my Keurig. So I just add
you refill
ground.
It. You got it.
Exactly. Got it. But what's even better is my cup. Let the shenanigans begin. Yes, sir. Absolutely. And if we can't talk about shenanigans, then we're going to have to actually ask Martin to leave.
What a great word.
Yeah. Never too late to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Never.
Absolutely. And since I was left all alone last week, thank you, Mr. Neil.
You're welcome.
I was all by myself on
St.
Patrick's Day.
Got to enjoy some holiday. Got to enjoy some holiday sometime.
Absolutely. Cheers to you.
Cheers, everybody. So, Martin, thanks for joining us this morning. I'm actually going to go to the clipboard here because these are some pretty important stats that I want to make sure I get right, because this is impressive. So you're joining us just as kind of twofold, right? One is you're the Senior Director of Quality Experience here for BPA, but also you just celebrated 100 episodes of your podcast titled Get Out of Wrap. So I want to Right. Go to the clipboard here. So it's the first podcast in the UK dedicated to the contact center industry. It's got a 4.8 star rating on Apple, over 70 written reviews, and regularly in the top 200 of the business charts for podcasts. So congratulations on your 100th episode.
Thank you very much.
And we wanted to have you on the show today to kind of talk us through what you've learned over those 100 episode key takeaways, completely unfiltered. What have you taken away? What have you learned not only from the experience itself, but also about contact centers and quality monitoring?
Well, thank you, first of all. And I think the biggest thing really is, much like in life, in our industry, people are more than happy to share. You know, they don't ever worry about whether competitors might listen. It's more about this kind of collaborative competition that I think exists in the contact center, customer-facing industry. And I think, you know, in terms of what I've learned, I've been very lucky that the guests are all impressive in terms of their subject matter experts. They've had really storied careers, and yet they're very personable. Everyone always worries, I guess. Well, the majority worry before coming on. There's always a bit of a back and forth on before you hit record, where people will kind of second guess themselves and say, why would someone want to listen to me? I'm not interesting. I'm going to ruin your listeners. You know, you won't have any more listeners after having me on. And that kind of, you know, doubt very quickly dissipates when you get into just a conversation about things that people are passionate about. I guess from a takeaway if you look for commonalities in successful people and the operations that they run, one of the things I would say is that they're inquisitive. They're explorers. So they're never satisfied with the status quo, and they unearth performance enhancements kind of across the board. And, you know, and I'm not just saying this, but from a quality is one of the areas that people who do well have realized that there's untapped potential a lot of the time in your quality function, but they have a wide vision. They're not narrow in terms of, this is my operational team, this is what I can do. They will look everywhere. They'll look for, how do I gain, even if it's minimal enhancement to my team, those sort of marginal minimal gains add up to enhance your performance overall. If I can get a 1% performance improvement here, and 2% here, and 3% here, that kind of inquisitive search for progression, you know, I think that they, the generalization here, but they understand that there's no necessary end location, but it's more about the progression. So that excellence is a process rather than a destination. And quality is one of those areas where the more progressive guests or the people that have done really well will say, ha ha, I can find some real improvements here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go out and I'm going to find who can tell me about quality. I'm going to go out and tell me, and who is the best at workforce management and getting my schedules right and doing all of those kind of things. I think that's a real standout, that the people who I've had on, invariably they've either won awards, they're at the top of their game, they exemplify a growth mindset. And it's been, you know, fascinating, and I would not over egging it to say a bit of an honor really to listen to and talk and explore people's minds who can evidence that growth mindset. You know, it's always work. They're always working. How do I make my teams better? How do I make my teams happier? I heard it's kind of, I've forgotten the phrase now, but it's about going and like harmonious stealing of other people's ideas and going, oh, they do something that's great. How can we take that and use that? Mm-hmm. across industries. And, you know, again, much like BPA, really, we sit in the middle of lots of different industries and can share across them. A lot of the guests will go out that I've had on in the podcast have evidence that even if they're not aware of it to start with, you know, it's kind of they come on and I'll go in my head, I'm thinking, God, these guys, they have so many similarities. Some of the people that they can be very, very different human beings and have had different careers. But that kind of search and progression and growth mindset is definitely one that is a commonality that I've sort of found in the 100 episodes.
So out of all those conversations you've had, and I guess from your experience as well, from a quality perspective, when it means to lead and be progressive and always be improving, what type of environments have you come across that you've seen that are impressive and could help emulate to other customers who maybe not be that is forward thinking?
I think, you know, everyone's on a scale, aren't they? There's people that are kind of, whether it is their adoption of technology or they're just starting out or they've gone through massive expansion, everyone's somewhere on a scale. I think rather than kind of specific examples, I think it's more about if you go out into our industry, whether it's through associations, organizations, or personally through forums like LinkedIn or things like this, the first thing that these guys can all say, guys and girls will say that they've done, is they've reached out and said, can someone tell me about this? I'm looking to do this. I'm looking to do that. And I think once you start putting yourself out there or putting your company out there, people respond. You know, people are inclined to help and share. And I think that's something, there's so many different formats that can take place. Podcast is one medium, is one kind of vehicle for learning and sharing. But there's plenty of others. And I think the days have gone, really, certainly from the guests that I've had on, they're not insular. They're not kind of, this is my feudal world, and I'm not going to look over the fence. Mm. They're very much kind of, who can help me? I recognize that we're not good in this area. Who in my network can help? And they're happy to ask those questions.
Yeah, I think that growth mindset is critically important because, you know, even in our day-to-day lives, when we think that we've mastered something, there's always room to grow. There's always things to learn from other people. And I think that's a good position for BPA to be in with our years of experience and the different clients that we service. It's really amazing the different verticals that we support and being able to see how different companies manage contact center quality monitoring and their contact center operations overall really puts us in a unique opportunity to share best practices across lots of different industries. So
not only industries, but also around the world, as we have in the UK, we have how many different languages we listen to?
43.
Exactly. And here in the States, we have a handful as well, all the way, you know, from Spanish to what else do we have here?
French, Canadian, run the gamut here. Yep.
So there's a whole lot of nuances, even in where that language is being spoken. We speak English here, but it's not the same type of English as in the UK. There's different colloquialisms. There's different things that can be said that can be offensive to some, where it's not so offensive if you're calling over in the UK versus the US. So
what's in the future, Martin? You've got 100 episodes behind you.
You look great for 100 years old.
Thank you very much.
Talk about insulting your guests. So you've got 100 episodes behind you. What's the future hold for Get Out of Breath?
Kind of threefold, really. A continuation of talking to great guests, and everyone's journey is different. Everyone is in a different environment and can bring more learning and more, you know, just like everything happens in the relationship. Everything happens in our human connections, and just kind of sharing more of them is what I love. I've had feedback around, can I take the podcast to hear from the frontline advisors, people that are talking to customers every day, and also team leads as well. Team leaders, the people that are managing customer facing advisors, and get it, you know, go and speak to people and share what the industry is like back in the trenches. You know, I think a lot of us all started that way. I certainly did, but it was a long, long time ago, maybe 80 years ago now.
Not 100.
So to take the podcast out and get into some contact centers and talk to people who are dealing with our customers every day, and what's their life like? How can we better equip them to deliver great customer experience? And do they envisage careers in our industry? You know, I think the pandemic has broken norms in a positive way, but certainly in the UK, the contact center industry has a real challenge on its hands to attract talent and also retain talent at an advisor kind of level. We're competing with retail and manufacturing, and you know, the media has a kind of negative perception about contact centers. So it would be great to take the podcast and speak to people and ask, why did they come to a contact center? Do they see a career? If not, what can we do to share what a great career they can have in contact centers? So kind of taking the podcast on the road. And the other thing that people have spoken about is it's quite a lot to ask people to engage for. I tend to ramble, or the guests do as well, and I don't really do that much editing, so some of the episodes are about an hour, and you're asking quite a lot of people to listen. So it's been fed back. It would be good to do a theme. So the theme could be quality, but they get to hear from five different people in shorter chunks.
Mm.
You know, so more theme-driven episodes. You know, and there's a few other kind of mental ideas that I have. That one of them is when I worked in Turkey in call centers, and they had like a call center radio that played in lots of different call centers, different companies, and people could put in requests and make announcements. And so, you know, maybe there's a get out of rap radio station in the future. Who knows?
Right. Streaming get out of rap.
It's just a chance for me to play some old 90s hip hop. And just, you know,
I'd listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some 80s in there a little bit.
Yeah. You know, go on. Why not? You could have your own hour.
Yeah. So now we're having guest DJs on the get out of rap contact center streaming.
Hey, that's an excellent idea. Let's do it.
I like it. Yeah. Very much.
Yeah.
Well, Martin, thank you. Thank you for your time this morning. Again, congratulations on 100 episodes this morning / good afternoon. Congratulations. Thank you for your time. And next week, don't forget to tune in. Same time, we'll have some of our analytics team on, where we're going to be talking about what we do with the data to produce and reach the outcomes desired by our clients. So it's really fascinating stuff to talk about in correlation analysis and how we're reaching you know, really good outcomes, actionable data that we're delivering to our clients, and how that might be useful for other folks around the globe. So again, thank you for your time, Karen, as always.
Thank you.
Great to see you.
One thing I want to say is, hey, tell us, you have a show like this too, Martin, over in the UK. Let's give you some props there. This was your brainchild, and you kind of copied him.
Here's the plug.
Yes, thanks very much. Ours is on a Friday, and is you've taken the concept and improved it. So me and Pete need to up our game. We really do, because it's kind of, we've just filmed ourselves talking, and sometimes we forget to talk about the thing that we're meant to talk about. So yeah, you've raised a standard, but that's what it's all about, right? It's kind of this again. It's about progression. So, this is wonderful. I love it.
Yeah, I would love to just sit down and chat for you guys with about an hour. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, come on. Doesn't matter who's watching.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming all the way from the UK.
And it was a short trip.
Yeah. And we will see everybody next week.
Have a great day.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.